News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The debt ceiling vote took place, and by a vote of 221 to 201, the House has passed the measure that would raise the debt ceiling and keep the U.S. from going into default. Fox News Radio's Jill Nato is on Washington Hill with more.
The House voting to allow Treasury to borrow freely until March of next year, but doing nothing about cutting debt. And that's rankling Republicans like Congressman Rob Woodall, who says we'll have to pay the piper sometime.
Default is not a question of if, it is a question of when.
On the Democratic side, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi warning what would have happened if they didn't vote to raise the debt ceiling.
Credit markets could freeze. The value of the dollar would be negatively impacted.
The measure goes to the Senate next, and they could take it up as soon as tomorrow. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News Radio.
A jury trial was supposed to start today for 33-year-old Jason Hyatt of Plover. That didn't happen. He's charged with several things, including attempted homicide after allegedly beating his former girlfriend. Assistant District Attorney David Knopfen said one of the witnesses ended up with a medical condition.
There was an issue with whether or not one of the witnesses was going to be able to come to court to testify. And in talking with defense counsel and the judge about that, it was agreed that the trial would be canceled for today and rescheduled.
So complicating things even further, Hyatt has a right to a speedy trial. So delaying the trial would have violated that right. Instead, prosecutors asked the court to dismiss without prejudice all charges, but hold Hyatt in custody 72 hours to allow them to refile the case. The court agreed. The new trial is scheduled for May. Hyatt is accused of attacking a former girlfriend in a Plover apartment in October, beating her with a baseball bat, tying her to a towel bar, and trying to force her to take sleeping pills. Knopfen said the new charges will be nearly identical to the ones dropped today. State officials filing charges against a man accused of taking a Wausau woman to Mexico in 2004. 31-year-old Freddie Ruiz will be charged with interfering with child custody and truancy. He's accused of taking then 15-year-old Connie McAllister to Mexico. She agreed to leave Wausau with him, but she didn't agree to leave the country. Scam artists going after more elderly people in Wisconsin. Sandy Chalmers with Consumer Protection Office said most of the ripoff attempts are coming from telemarketers. Another scam targeting the elderly recently involved the offer of $3,000 in groceries, which wasn't real. Storm Track 9 forecast from Tony Schumacher tonight. Increasing clouds, light snow after midnight down to zero. And light snow might add up to 2 inches by tomorrow, high of 22. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.